An emergency doctor is quickly learning that medicine isn't the only thing he needs to master as he undergoes extensive training to join the Sunshine Coast-based Life Flight Rescue Chopper team. Dr. Hamish Brown is one of four new retrieval registrars to join the Life Flight crew. He's undergoing training under the watchful eye of Mick Dowling, who says they need to know how to winch patients and be able to escape from the chopper underwater should an accident occur.
We'll also do a scenario with them being blindfolded, simulating nighttime or murky water type conditions, so they can be familiar with how they need to reference themselves to get themselves out without using their eyesight, basically.
Parents of students at Meriden State College have the support of Deputy Opposition Leader and Member for Kawana, Jared Blay, as they fight to have a 40-kilometre-an-hour school zone extended by 100 metres. The school's PNC want the school zone to include the busy Parklands Boulevard and Sunset Drive intersection. It's after a young girl suffered significant leg injuries after she was hit by a car there 2 years ago. The intersection is currently a signalled pedestrian crossing, but many parents say there have been other near misses. They've launched a petition asking council to implement the changes. However, in a statement, council says the intersection already provides a high level of safety through signalised crossings and that two reviews found there wasn't sufficient school-related activity occurring to warrant the change. And a super summer has driven a surge in Sunshine Coast locals cashing in via the state's container refund scheme. More than 150 million containers were refunded across the state in January, with more than $15 million refunded to individuals, community groups and charities, while Sunshine Coast residents have returned 374 million drink containers in the last 5 years. The state government's now looking at a possible expansion of the scheme to include wine and spirit bottles.